Meditating on Our Birthday, Part 1. From the ordinary perspective, we may consider the time and date of our birth to be a random potluck selection, not signifying anything in particular. Astrologers believe there is tremendous significance in the time of our birth, that the arrangement of the constellations and cosmic forces at that time play a defining role in our attributes, personality, potentiality, and destiny. According to the spiritual masters, however, the time and date of our birth is determined neither by random choice nor astrological alignments. It is our soul's choice. The very purpose of the soul's acceptance of a human form is to fulfill the soul's promise to its own source, God, to manifest God's light and serve God's creation, humanity. It is our soul, with God's sanction, which chooses the time of our birth and the environment into which we will be born, including the location, country, culture, and specifically our parents and family connections. While we might imagine our body being born and accepting a soul to help guide us through life, the opposite is the case. It is our soul which chooses our parents, our physical form, vital, mind, and heart. Our birthday, which is really our soul's day, is therefore of tremendous significance, a wonderful opportunity for us to remember that we are nothing but our soul, to feel and celebrate the presence and purpose of our soul and its source, the Supreme. Sri Chinmoy writes, "The birthday is the anniversary of the day the soul entered into the world, making a very special promise to the Supreme. Especially on our birthday, we have the golden opportunity to renew that promise and offer our surrender and gratitude to the Supreme. The opportunity is there, only we have to avail ourselves of it." Sri Chinmoy.